Welcome to this week's episode of Improv for the Podcast. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the amazing, incredible improv hip-hop group, Freestyle Love Supreme. Let's hit it! Welcome to Improv for the Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Lee Evans, and as I mentioned in our intro, we're going to be talking about Freestyle Love Supreme tonight. And maybe this is a group you've heard of, maybe you haven't, maybe you're like, what? What? Hip-hop? Improv? What are you talking about? So, to give a little context to this episode before we begin, I had a time in my life where I was a huge Hamilton fan. I was in my last year of college in an acting program. Hamilton had just come to Broadway, and it was for the theater kids blowing up. It hadn't, it was a big deal, you know. I remember the soundtrack came out. Oh, man, we were hyped, all of us theater kids. It was a great time to be in an acting program. I highly recommend it if you ever have a time machine. Go back to any acting program in the country right when Hamilton came out, and you're going to have a lot of fun. And I had a reputation for being the most obsessed among our department, the theater department, at school. And, boy, this is hard sharing this. There's, you know, I've left this behind. I still have a fondness for Hamilton, but not the same obsession that I once had. Gosh, now like 8 years ago, 9 years ago almost. Oh boy, crazy to think about. Anyway, so I had a deep passion for Hamilton, and particularly was interested in the work of its creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who I was only loosely familiar with from his musical In the Heights, which was on Broadway years earlier, had won some Tonys, you know, great musical. But it shows his style between his two musicals, Hamilton, and of course, In the Heights, his first Broadway musical. And this led me kind of down a rabbit hole, kind of exploring his work, exploring his career, because I just thought, wow, this guy really kind of took the world by storm. I mean, In the Heights, you know, was very popular, but Hamilton had reached another level. It was, you know, entering the zeitgeist. And still, to this day, like, I can't even believe how big it's gotten since then. That was 2015. And, you know, I mean, they put a movie of it out on Disney Plus in 2020. So just meteoric growth and kind of, you know, became a household name after everything. But with that said, got me looking into his work. And I was curious about what else had he done? Where did this guy come from? Who is he? And, you know, when you're really inspired by something, sometimes you just get really interested in the person who created it. So I went down this rabbit hole. Lin-Manuel Miranda. What did this guy do? What's his deal? And I came across something really interesting that he did early in his career and something he's still loosely involved with. And I say loosely just because he's a very busy man, because Disney uses him for so many things and, you know, he's working on other projects. He's got a family, right? Lin's got a lot going on. But he was one of the founders of this group called Freestyle Love Supreme, which is an improvisational hip-hop comedy musical group. It was started by Lin-Manuel Miranda, Anthony Veneziale, and Thomas Kail. Thomas Kail, who Lin has worked with in a number of other things since then, both on and off Broadway. And that was back in 2004. So I was like, what is this? Freestyle Love Supreme? Like, at the time, I knew what improv was. I was very into it. But hip-hop improv was something I wasn't particularly familiar with. So this group, Freestyle Love Supreme, I found some clips of them online, watched it, got really into it. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, just fully improvised shows, you know, audience suggestions, but set to hip-hop beats, which is obviously not an easy thing to do. And I could kind of see the, like, the pathway for Lin-Manuel. Hip-hop had played a huge influence in his work, both in the Heights and in Hamilton as well. And kind of seeing that he also has this whole other set of skills where he can improvise over hip-hop beats and rap is truly incredible. And of course, he's not the only one, right? We all know about freestyle raps. You know, you've probably heard, if you have a favorite rapper, you know, oftentimes they do radio interviews, well, they'll come on, DJ plays a beat, and they'll rap over it, and you get some really, really amazing stuff. But I think it's a little different what Freestyle Love Supreme does in a live comedy environment. So I just wanted to talk about them a little bit. I did have the opportunity to see them on stage a few years ago. They were at the Pasadena Playhouse back in 2022, and it was really fantastic just seeing it live. The energy in that room, it was electric. Absolutely electric. So I'm so thankful for that opportunity to see them. So much fun. I highly recommend it. So anyway, what is Freestyle Love Supreme? Kind of what was their journey? What did they do? And why I think it's important to know about them, right? To have an awareness or just, you know, even if you learn about it, say, yeah, that's not really my thing. That's okay too. But, you know, expand horizons and all that. So Freestyle Love Supreme, how did this all get started? So as we mentioned, right, they're an improvisational hip hop group known for their performances of freestyle rap mixed with improv comedy over hip hop beats. And the group was founded back in 2004, as I mentioned, and kind of how this got started was while attending college, Lin had been a part of a group at his university, Wesleyan University, and they had a hip hop improv group there that he participated in and kind of performed on campus and did things like that. But after graduation, you know, as he was working to get into Broadway, writing music, writing songs, doing things like that, early rehearsals for In the Heights, Lin and some of his friends, they, you know, had been playing around just between songs and rehearsal, taking breaks. You know, someone's on the keyboard, started playing beats, laying down music, and just improv rapping and having fun with it. And so with that said, they took this idea that had kind of generated itself in rehearsal, just something they were doing to mess around and have fun, and turned it into a performance group and started performing at kind of these underground basement venues, and really kind of garnered a following because people would go and be like, oh my gosh, nobody's doing something like this right now. I mean, improv comedy over, you know, rap and hip-hop beats, it was pretty unheard of at the time, early to mid-2000s. So they gained a quick following because people were like, this is so much fun to see and it's so impressive. And honestly, I'm such a sucker for a good rhyme that, like, just going to watch a show and people are coming up with great rhymes on the spot, I'm in. That's for me. And I think audiences were taken with that, right? You go, you attend a show, your suggestion gets turned into a rhyme, a rap lyric. It's got to be so much fun. Maybe they do a whole rap about your suggestion. They could make a story out of that, but it's told through rap. And that's just incredible. I mean, the group, they were able to create like complex rhymes and just amazing scenes on the spot. And audiences, they loved it. They absolutely loved that. And over the years, they kind of gained notoriety. And this eventually led to them having so many other opportunities. A lot of the Freestyle Love Supreme members participated in different TV shows over the years. Their show they had an off-Broadway show. They booked comedy clubs, music festivals. And in 2019, they were actually on Broadway for a short period of time, which is so cool. And they even had a residency in Vegas at the Venetian in 2022 and 2023. So this group, you know, they've actually been around a long time, going back to the early 2000s, and they're still in existence today, doing a lot of different things. They've had appearances on television, they've been on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and there's even a documentary about them called We Are Freestyle Love Supreme, which I think it's on Hulu? Pretty sure it was on Hulu when I watched it, but I highly encourage you to go check it out. A lot of the actors and members of Freestyle Love Supreme over the years are often folks that Lin has worked with in his other shows, like Christopher Jackson from Hamilton, David Diggs. Wayne Brady has been involved with Freestyle Love Supreme at different points. So there's a lot of talented people who have come through their doors and performed and participated in the shows. So I just encourage you, like, go online. If you don't have an opportunity to see them, I don't know when their next show is. I don't know what they're working on right now. But if you ever have an opportunity to see them live in person, I highly encourage you to do it. It's such a great kind of spin and different flavor of improv that, you know, we're not always exposed to in our little corner of the improv scene, right? We're doing our scenes, we're doing our clap-ins, we're doing our short forms, long forms, but how often are you going to see improv with hip-hop beats behind it? Not often enough, let me tell you that. So, Freestyle Love Supreme, their style, their skill, I think is really interesting, and I think it's a great innovation to improv as a form. And not that they're the first people to ever come up with musical improv. Obviously, we know that's something that's also very popular. We've seen it on Whose Line. There's been a musical improv class here at IFTP. Right? But I think specifically hip-hop is really interesting because it's, oh my gosh, such a fun genre for what it allows in terms of structure and rhyme and storytelling, which lends itself so well to improv. So with that said, what is Freestyle Left Supreme up to now? Well, many of the members, you know, they've gone on to do other things, as I mentioned. Maybe they were in Hamilton or In the Heights, and now they're in TV shows and movies and other Broadway shows, right? Lin himself is very busy writing stuff for Disney, as we mentioned, Moana and all these other movies. But Freestyle Left Supreme, like, lives on. Their Vegas show ended just in January 2023, so a little over a year ago. And they're still available. You can book them for corporate events, trainings, like things like that. Increase your staff culture, you know. I think that would be so much fun. I can't even imagine coming into work. I mean, any improv training at work, I'd be so excited. But hip-hop rap improv training? Whoa. That sounds kind of awesome. Sounds pretty cool. And I think their influence, you know, it's beyond just what they did on stage, beyond making just an entertaining show. It's not like, oh, wow, that was a lot of fun. Oh, thanks so much, guys. But I think it's also kind of inspired a wave of artists, and right, not just improvisers, but musicians as well, right? Because it rides this fine line of like, hey, you're good at freestyling, hey, you're good at improv, and you can kind of combine those skills into one thing. So you get musicians coming in interested in this because the musicality of it all, just to have either a live band or an accompanist playing something along with the rappers. That's got to be such a challenge, too. So the musicality of the whole thing is incredible to see. And that opportunity for collaboration, music, improv, is something that I'd love to see more of and love to try myself. So Freestyle Left Supreme, yeah, this is a bit of a love letter to them. So if I think about it, we've talked before on this show how it sometimes feels like American improv has kind of reached this point where it's stagnated, right? We've got short form, we've got long form. And we had Whose Line, right? And that's what we know. But I think kind of experiments or explorations like Freestyle Left Supreme are really important because it continues to push boundaries on the art form, right? Musical improv, but then we can get into specific genres of musical improv. And like I said, rap in particular is poetry, it's story, it's rhyme, it's words in motion that I think other musical genres don't always capture. Not that they have less value because of that, but I think rap in particular is unique to that. So I applaud Freestyle Left Supreme. You know, it's like, thank you for pushing the boundary on this, on improv, for pushing the art form, for trying something new that seems incredibly hard. I'm sure we've all, well, I don't know, I can't speak for everyone, but I know for myself personally, you think like, oh yeah, I can come up with good rhymes. I could definitely do this. We all think that from time to time, but you know, rhyming is hard, rapping is hard. Over live music is even harder. So combining all three of those skills and yes-anding and trying to tell a story and building something with your scene partner? Oh boy, my brain is all getting mixed up. All mixed up right now. But with that said, I thought something that would be fun or really stupid to try right here and right now is, why can't I try freestyle rap? You know, an improv freestyle rap. Just see how it goes. So what we're going to do is that I'm going to try this right now, and then you're going to listen to me be like, oh man, that was terrible. Then you're going to go look up a clip of Freestyle Left Supreme and be like, oh my gosh. Okay, just to see the talent difference, I think would be really important. Okay, and I'm going to give myself a one-word suggestion. It's hotel. That's my one-word suggestion. So Matthew Moore, that's for you. So I'm going to try to improv this right now. And you know what? Wish me luck, everybody. And again, I'm going to do this. Then go watch Freestyle Love Supreme. See the real pros do it. So here we go. My word is hotel. Yeah. So what? I work at the hotel. Not bad. It's better than the motel. They got me running, taking all the room service. First shift got me feeling pretty nervous. You can see me working with the concierge. Watch out, I better not find you there. Oh my gosh, I got stuff on my apron. The blaping. Oh, my boss caught me Vaping. Clock in. Boss has me by the pool. It's getting late. I hope pretty cool. Oh man. I'm gonna black myself out there. That's why we're gonna leave the improv rap to the professionals, folks. I think I had maybe one good rhyme. Room service nervous, and the rest of that was pretty rough. So, as you can see, don't underestimate the talent. And you know what? I challenge you to just try. Just try to improv rap. See what happens. Now, to defend myself, I did this one take. I didn't practice. Because you know what? You don't get to practice with improv. You just do it, you know? So, that's what I did. So anyway, check out Freestyle Love Supreme. They got a documentary on Hulu. Look to see if they've got any performances coming up soon. I checked their website. I didn't see anything, but you never know. You can sign up for email updates or follow them on social media. But check out this great, amazing, challenging version of improv. Challenge yourself. Expand your horizons. Next time you're in the car, sitting in traffic, put on a beat and just see what you can do with it. Anyway, if you're interested in some of the sources that I used for my research on this, or just learning more about Freestyle Live Supreme, its history, its importance, I think, in culture, you can go ahead and check those out in the link dump area / description below. With that said, we'll be back next week with another episode of Improv for the Podcast. We've got a few great interviews coming up that I'm really excited about. As always, thank you for listening. You can find us anywhere there's podcasts. And you're welcome for that rap, I guess. But the point of that was to show the skill gap between me and people who actually do that, you know, who are really talented, like Freestyle Love Supreme. So thank you for listening. As always, we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care. Improv for the Podcast was created by Matt Moore and Michael Lee Evans. Edited and produced by Michael Lee Evans. And finally, presented by Improv for the People. Interested in more IFTP? You can visit us at improvforthepeople.com or on our socials, such as Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. Remember, new episodes are released weekly. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.